After a couple of cool days to start off the week, things are feeling more summer-like across the area this afternoon. Now, by no means are we talking about temperatures well up into the 80s to near 90 degrees, but highs today largely in the 70s to near 80 are still much, much milder than the 50s and 60s we experienced on both Monday and Tuesday. We're still cooler than average, but it does feel a little more fitting for the season. And for many of us, things are quite bright this afternoon, though there are still some rather stubborn clouds, especially in areas west of the capital region. Moving ahead, we'll see a warmer night with temperatures running generally in the lower to mid 60s. Now that milder air is in response to an increase in humidity, so we'll actually feel a little bit muggy through the night. As the night moves along, we do have the chance for a few showers or thunderstorms, and some areas of locally dense fog are possible, especially later tonight into early tomorrow morning. And tomorrow looks to be a cloudier day overall. We'll call it mostly cloudy across the region, and at times we will have the chance for a passing shower or thunderstorm. Now, at this point, it appears that much of tomorrow will be dry, with just showers or a thunderstorm at times, so it doesn't look to be a washout tomorrow, but be prepared for at least the threat for a couple of showers or thunderstorms. It'll be a breezy day, a fairly mild day, but not hot for this time of year, with highs running mainly in the 70s, and it will be a muggy day as well. And moving ahead, we have another chance for some showers on Friday. A system will kind of scoot by to our south, so the best chance for showers and thunderstorms on Friday will be in areas along and south of I-90. In response, it looks to be cloudier in those areas as well. Looks to be a little bit brighter across the North Country on Friday. Highs region-wide should be generally in the 70s. And on Saturday, there may be a few lingering areas of wet weather, especially south of Albany, to start off the day. Then that system should push off to the east. So for most of us, it looks to be a quiet day to start off the weekend. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorms, areas of fog, warmer and more humid, with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with a chance of showers and storms, breezy and humid, high in the 70s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Loversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorms, areas of fog, warmer and more humid, with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy and humid, high in the 70s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, variably cloudy with areas of fog, warmer and more humid with lows in the 60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, breezy and humid with highs in the 70s to around 80. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, variably cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorms, areas of fog, warmer and more humid with lows in the lower to mid-60s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers or thunderstorms, breezy and humid, with highs in the 70s. Region-wide on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of showers and thunderstorms, especially along and south of I-90, with highs in the 70s. And on Saturday, a blend of clouds and sun with a chance of morning rain south of Albany and highs in the 70s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argenis.